Seriously, you guys? No, not seriously.
Seriously, guys.
Seriously, you guys?
No, seriously.
Seriously.
School's out!
Yeah, that's gotta be, like, the greatest theme song ever.
Yeah, it's pretty killer. Why does she spend the evenings alone?
Because she keeps her home immaculate, looks as pretty as she can, and really loves her husband. But she neglects that one essential personal feminine hygiene.
Is this really important to married happiness?
Wives often lose the precious air of romance, doctors say, for lack of the intimate daintiness dependent on effective douching. For this, look to reliable Lysol brand disinfectant.
Is Lysol safe and gentle as well as extra effective?
Yes. The proved germicidal efficiency of Lysol requires only a small quantity and a proper solution to destroy germs and odors, give a fresh, clean, wholesome feeling, restore every woman's confidence in her power to please.
How about homemade douching solutions such as salt and soda?
They have no comparison with the scientific formula of Lysol, which has proved efficiency in contact with organic matter.
Always use Lysol in the douche to help give the assurance that comes with perfect grooming, confidence in romance appeal.
Check the facts with your doctor.
So that was an ad Daniel found from 1948 on Google about douching.
About douching.
Which is just funny.
Yeah, we'll put a link on our website.
Yeah.
Which definitely. Is angelfire.com/crazy/afterschool special.
Crazy!
Granted, our website changes every podcast.
Yeah, it's like, where the fuck are we going to be next?
I think that's where we are right now, and we're good with that. So, yeah, we'll put that up and check it out.
Yeah, definitely. And, not really this isn't a good segue, but, I recorded, like, about one third of a rap song that I'm going to be doing, and I wanted to play it for you guys and get some feedback. So we're gonna play that right now and see how that goes. So here you go. In the loft like a Megazord, man overboard, power rounds in the rover, Voltron right to Chevy Nova, keeping grandma like an eggnog, got double chins like a groundhog. I can't control these titties, and my mama shitty, get these hands cut off, cough, take my U-log to the loft, make him say you're the boss, Tony Danza left a hand you in pieces. I put doo-doo in the chocolate Reese's, drink a vodka to come and shower, home comes every hour, to play Kid the Yeti, I crush trouble like it's Betty, and I push the gas like Andretti, all these ass chaps too dressy, dinosaurs got eyesores, grandpa's made the doors raise rabbits, his habits to addictions, leap his inflictions, until the bunnies figure the use addiction, my head's a hamburger, 80% soy and fertile, like Curtis Hammer's girdle, I squeeze fat out of Lyco. But use toys like by Tyco. Use vision bait for psychos. Tackle the box like it was Michael. Jake Hawk shake like Buckleton. I fought a ton. Team up all Indian Metrics hooks. Wear jelly like a battle brook. Suck off and up. He's got the luck like rock set. Get me the box set. Set me on that. Shake your scrotum like you're uninspired. I get bored of my teeth and got the rash underneath my skin. Playing Warcraft 3, bitch, got some beans. Fork in New York. All up in the ass like a plunger. Living in a dungeon. Dancing's got peck implants. Got boiled by a lens, a bass fishing with my dad, he gave me crabs.
You know what, guys? You know what? Neil is a dork.
Yeah, I have to admit, I have some dorky past, and it still exists today.
Pasts?
Yeah.
Like
past lives.
Past
in the past, in
the booger hanging out of your nose right now.
Oh, God. Yeah, I got some bats in the attic.
Yeah, what? Euphemisms are weird.
Euphemisms.
What are your favorite euphemisms?
Oh, God. It might take me a minute to think about this.
This is really euphemism, but you know, in the South, we have this thing where you can talk shit about whoever you want, as long as you follow it up with, she's such a doll, or,
yeah,
God bless her soul.
That especially goes for, like, old Southern ladies.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, that bitch is a whore. She's a filthy God... forsaken bitch.
Bless her little heart.
Bless that doll face. It's pretty weird to be in, like, company of, like, some old Southern people, some Southern money.
Yeah.
They'll talk some shit, and then they'll be, like, cover it up with, like, oh, but she's such a sweetie pie.
She's such a doll, but she sure is the ugliest baby I've ever seen.
She's such a sexy, sweet potato loving slut bag.
Too far.
Sorry. Too Sorry. Far. TMI, I apologize. But yes.
I like other phrases for taking shits.
Oh yeah, there's so many good
I think
ones.
My favorite one that I've ever read, which I was kinda mentioned before in a podcast but really didn't, it was kind of under my breath, was the turtle peeping out from behind the shell.
Yeah, my dad calls it a turtle head popping out. And I'm always like, God, Dad, damn, God!
It's so visual.
And then he just laughs.
It's visual and cute.
But, Annie Sanders from Fluff in Brooklyn, she talks about ripping one out. And I'm always like, damn, that shit sounds, it's like a drag car starting. It's like,
oh! Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Pretty painful. But, yeah, so I'm a dork. I played clarinet. Colleen from Fluff, I played clarinet for a long time. I was in band in high school. What's some dorky things about me? I
played trombone.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of...
That's probably, dorky.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to think of things that made me dorky earlier, but... We
but Dale's really actually... That's the thing.
I'm
is,
awesome.
Yeah, Dale's actually pretty cool, and, like, I'm pretty... I'm a really big music nerd. Like, I spend, like, way too much time searching out music. I watch Star Trek. I like TNG. I like Deep Space Nine.
To me, the TNG that I like is Degrassi TNG.
Yeah, Dana's a big Degrassi fan.
That shit is the best show ever. Yeah. And if you don't agree, watch about 4 episodes and you will agree. You'll be addicted.
I actually watched the old Degrassi when I was a kid, and then the Snake and Pickle came out with that song, a girl named Spike. And I was like, oh shit, I remember Spike, I had a crush on her. But,
Spike's still in it.
Yeah, no, I...
Still making babies.
I read, I've always read, like, literature, like, my dad is really into Dostoevsky, my grandfather was a Dostoevsky scholar at Duke University, so I started reading, like, really serious shit when I was younger, and, and then when I turned, like, 21, I was like, everyone's telling me about this stuff, like, Dune, and Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson, like, these sci-fi novels, I was like, why don't I try it out? And then I totally, like, became, like, a Dune dork, and I totally started reading sci-fi shit.
Did you LARP?
No, I've never LARPed before. I've known people who have LARPed. I never myself have LARPed. But, because usually the stuff
I want to LARP, just because I think it'd be fun to be stupid sometimes.
That's true. But the stuff I read is usually, like, George Saunders, and David Foster Wallace, and Dostoevsky, and, just stuff like that, like sort of metafiction, like interesting, crazy stuff. But yeah, I've definitely delved into sci-fi so much recently, and there's his Dark Materials, which I was introduced to by more than one person, written by Philip Pullman. It's actually great sci-fi. I would recommend it to people because it's not so much sci-fi; it is just awesome. But
and there's a movie coming out of it.
Apparently, yeah. And his Dark Materials is sort of like the anti-Narnia, because the premise of those books is about
Jesus
killing God.
Oh.
So,
I thought Narnia was pro-Jesus.
No, but Narnia is pro-Jesus. Okay. I'm saying his Dark Materials is anti-God, and I think they'll probably take that out of the movie, I would suspect, which will...
Your point was malformed.
Yeah, so it'll suck. It'll suck butt when that comes out, and they'll probably get Dakota fucking Fanning to play Lyra, the lead character, so...
I hope so. She's cute. Right?
But she doesn't fit the character.
I'm just kidding.
Do you like Dakota Fanning?
I like the bitch that was in Silent Hill.
Mm.
She was a great actress.
She was. Good. That little girl. I was like, is that the Pepsi girl? And then I was like, no, she's far too young to be the Pepsi girl. Yeah. And the Pepsi girl was 10 times creepier and 10 times more punchable.
As the Pepsi girl.
Yeah. Fucking horrible. God damn it. That bitch was... I say bitch a lot, and I really don't, because, like, I'm...
That's because he hates women.
Yeah, I do. I really hate women. No, I have a really great friend, Leslie Dalton, and she was my good friend when I was living in Richmond, and she was, like, a women's studies major / law major, and she was a double major. No, but, she was, like, pretty radical feminist, and, like, you know, I sort of... We would have long, long conversations at coffee shops about this type of stuff, and, like... So, for some reason, I feel free to just be as, like, fucking stupid as I want to be, because, like, I know what, like, my sort of ideas about life are. But the thing is, I'm representing myself as someone who's, like, brings up the word titty all the time. There's my titty for this episode! I represent myself as, like, this sort of, like, ridiculous person, but I actually do have, like, very sort of almost extremely radical feminist ideals, so just to throw that out there, like, I'm not actually a complete dick, even though I definitely seem like one.
I played Pogs.
Did you play Pogs?
I played Pogs.
That's fucking really dorky.
I enjoyed playing Pogs, too. I got, like...
I don't even know how you play Pogs. I just know that they exist.
You stack them up. I remember it, because, like, for a while, I was like, how did I play Pogs? Like, I remember I used to play them, because I thought I saw them coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get a big lot and buy a lot at once, you know, because I was poor as fuck, but it was fun. So, like, I would get my mom, like, hey, Mom, let's go get some Pogs. And she's like, what is this? And it's like, Pog stands for pineapple, orange, and guava. Or is it the passion fruit, orange, guava, whatever?
Yeah.
It used to be, like, some kind of flavored drink they gave you in Hawaii, and the caps that came off of it were, like, Pogs, and you'd stack them up.
Oh.
And then kids started, like, gambling with them. Because, like, Pogs, you stack them up in a tower all face down, and then, like, you smash the Pogs, and if you flip them over, whichever ones are face up, you get to keep. And so you kind of gamble with them that way, trying to flip them over and try to flip the whole stack over.
So that's, like, the history of Pogs, basically.
Yeah, so whatever. That's, like, what you do. But now, like, when I was growing up, back in elementary school, we used to watch Power Rangers and play Pogs.
Oh.
Until the administration found out
Dirty,
Pogs.
Dirty South.
Until they realized Pogs were gambling. We couldn't play that anymore. Yeah. And then Power Rangers became too violent, so I threw pencils at kids.
Actually, I won't mention any names, but I have an ex-girlfriend of mine, and her ex-boyfriend, who's not me, actually, who is my age, surprisingly enough.
And also named Neil.
And no, it's not. It's not. But his essential idea of, like, could you grab me one, bro? We're drinking some shitty beer. His idea of a good date was to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Magic the Gathering, and he would get, like, his mother to go out and buy, like, the new Pokemon movie, so he could get the special card that was in it. And I was like, wow, that's... So, like, anything I did, like, must have seemed, like, the best thing ever, because I wasn't playing Magic cards with her, so. Other dorky things. I don't know. Pretty much, I mean, like, I'm a big collector. I collect stuffed animals, which is sad.
I love stuffed animals.
I do. I collect a lot of penguins. I have so many penguins. It's obscene. It's embarrassing, actually. People come to my house, they're like, hey, this is a nice... Because I live alone, and not many people live alone around here. And, like, they're like, this is a great... Oh, my God, there's penguins everywhere.
At least they're not ceramic dolls. That shit is
that would, yeah, fuck that. There's a... Have you ever heard of them? They're, like, American something dolls?
They're probably just creepy.
Regardless. Yeah, they're just fucking creepy.
Because ceramic dolls creep me the fuck out. Like, if I stay in a room that has ceramic dolls looking at me, I can't sleep. Because, they're going to come after me in the middle of the night.
Well, I remember there was a horror movie called Dolls, that, like, where the ceramic dolls would come down and, like, chew on your flesh and shit.
Of course.
And, like, it fucking scared the shit
they
out
do
of
that.
Me.
That's what ceramic dolls do.
Yeah, that's their purpose in life, is to fool you into a false sense of security, and then they come down and absolutely brutalize your flesh.
My Aunt Becky has a collection of, like, porcelain clowns.
And porcelain, like, clowns? I would rather shoot myself in the face than spend 5 minutes in a room with porcelain clowns.
They're dressed up
clowns.
With, like, the jester kind of thing around the collar.
Cravat-type fucking...
And, like, it's, like, for the guest bedroom, too. So, like, I would try to sleep, and they're like, no, I can't do this shit. And I'd be like...
No way, man.
It's, like, so uncomfortably
painful. I would just... Jesus, that's terrible. It's like, you know, like, it's like, you know, like, you know, like, you always hear about, like, my grandmother had a lot of paintings of clowns. It was enough, like, the fact that, like, we were, like, because I grew up, like, in a funeral home, oddly enough, and, but my grandmother also had all these crazy paintings of clowns, and then she also had hunting trophies from my grandfather's, like, hunting trip, so there was, like, disembodied deer heads and clowns, so that probably explains a lot about my personality, I think.
Well, my grandparents, they're big on hunting, and...
What are y'all from, Matthews?
No, my grandpa, and, like, they originally were in Fairview, which is small town, just incorporated, like, when I graduated high school, and then, like, they live at the lake now, and the lake house was, like, their vacation home that would go back and forth.
I want to go to that lake house. I heard it's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. I'm going there this weekend, actually, because it's Mother's Day. Hi, Mom. Don't listen to my podcast.
I'm not telling my parents about this podcast.
You did tell your dad.
I did, but he's a vulgar motherfucker. He doesn't care. My dad is insane, by the way. He's really crazy. He listens to, like, his favorite band is, like, Wolf Mother, and, like, he plays rock music, and he's a really fun guy, and so he's, like, one of my good friends, so that's odd, but...
Yeah, so my grandpa's house, like, it's two stories, and it's on the lake, so pretty much the whole, like, lakeside in front of the house is giant windows. When I say giant, I don't seriously mean there are two windows that cover the entire side of the house. Two windows on the bottom floor and two windows on the top floor.
He's talking infinite windows, y'all.
Like, giant, giant windows. But...
giant windows, oops. Like giant, giant titties.
But anyways. Anyways. So, goddamn.
I totally kicked that train of thought like Godzilla.
And I think it's rolling around the floor. Hold on, let me go find
it. Oh, your smoke?
No, the train of thought.
Oh, yeah. As Neil's looking for it. It's like, where's the chuck wagon at?
Where is it? No, so he has, you know, of course, the deer heads. That's, like, given, you know.
Requisite hunting materials.
Yeah. And then, like, upstairs, there are really, really high ceilings upstairs. Vaulted ceilings.
Vaulted ceilings.
And, you know.
Like a cathedral! A cathedral!
Yeah, enough of that. I think we... he probably designed it himself. I wouldn't be surprised. I actually don't know if he built that house himself, but he built the other house that he lived in. But this one has some great, like, architectural elements. But in the upstairs room, where we had the Jews. Now, there...
hey, no Anne Frank references around here.
I read a book called The Upstairs Room instead of reading some other Nazi book. But,
so you're a regular reader of Nazi paraphernalia?
No, not really.
Because Daniel is Aryan to the max.
How long is it taking me to tell about my grandfather's
house? I'm sorry. I'm fucking you up. I'm sorry.
You're not fucking me up. It's just, we're ADD.
Yeah, we are. We are.
So, the point is, upstairs, as a kid, it'd be creepy to go upstairs by myself. Because all the action's going on downstairs. You know, that's where, like, the living room and the kitchen is. And there's actually another guest bedroom downstairs that, like, takes up half the floor. And there's a piano and a bar. A really nice bar in there. So, anyways, upstairs. You go upstairs and, like... they used to keep this, like, vinyl screen that slid at the top of the stairs to keep it closed, and, like, you can push that away and go upstairs. And then it's these huge ceilings, which as a kid, it's like, this, like, heaven. Like, it's a giant, giant ceiling. But around the ceiling, my grandpa has taxidermied owls.
Okay, that's fucking... nonetheless, that being, like, a Twin Peaks reference, if you don't know about, like, Bob the Killer, who's an owl. Owls are just creepy.
But they're like...
oh, and that new movie Hoot coming out?
I think he might even have like a hawk or something up there. But it's like these like giant birds with their full like wings spread out.
Terrible.
That are just kind of like perched like looking down.
How like, the fuck could you ever sleep or hang out in a place like that?
Well, for me, I always thought they were really neat. They didn't freak me out. But it's just kind of like, here are these dead birds. They're just like there. And, you know, part of me is like, I thought that was illegal. But I guess my grandpa's above the law. Because he is.
I'm above the law!
You just peaked our sound level.
Yeah.
Technicality.
Bring it into the red.
But yeah, so that was a long, pointless story.
Yeah. But so, yeah. Well, we should rock our first song, I think.
Okay.
And I think we should rock the Hydra Crisco, Lock Up Your Daughter's second song.
Here's Hydra Crisco and Lock Up Your Daughters with a song called Talk Is Cheap and So Is Easter Candy.
Midnight and the cake. get it, it's on sale. We never bitch about Valentine's, because we know we'll soon be over. And in discount candy, we can find the true love.
And I think we can all fall in love on the Easter candy aisle.
God damn, that shit is fantastic. I cannot... You guys need to do a CD, seriously. That shit is... I could bump that shit in my car. It's amazing.
Whenever they get together, they try to play shows at the Milestone in Charlotte, so...
I'm absolutely sincere in the fact that I think they are awesome. I think they're fucking really great.
I think they're awesome to hang out with.
I bet they are.
I'm supposed to get on this band music thing at some point, but...
That's something I pointed out earlier.
I'm never around for band practice.
That's something I pointed out earlier today. Daniel doesn't say supposed to, like you're supposed to do something. He says post to.
Sure.
But no, it's just an interesting...
I think I just, like, slightly say this, and it's just supposed to.
But, like, because, like, I have a similar... And I get made fun of a lot for this, is, especially by my friend Ben Flanagan, you fucking bastard. I love you. I pronounce my H's in all my other words, but I don't pronounce it when I say, and I'll pronounce it correctly now. When I say the word huge, I don't pronounce it that way. I say huge. Like, you know, I just ignore the H.
You know, just like huge.
But like, I say it all the time and I don't know why I developed that tick, and it's actually quite embarrassing because everyone points it out when they hear it, and then they laugh, and then I sort of go into a corner and crawl into a fetal position.
But, as you should.
Yeah, as I probably ought to.
Yeah, so our next topic on the non-list list is graduation.
Daniel's graduating! Hooray!
Neil mentioned before he's finally done with school, and...
We're both coming to the end.
I just did my Buddhism exam where I taught myself lots of Sanskrit off of Wikipedia, which I didn't go to class, but I looked at the
Wikipedia.org. Wikipedia!
And I learned everything about Buddhism and actually made, like... a B on the exam, so nice. Now I have a C in the class.
Side note, by the way, my mother's a Catholic, and I was raised Catholic, but my father's a Buddhist, so it's a pretty awkward situation. Of course, they're divorced now, but that was always a pretty awkward situation, so, but yeah. But yeah, back to your fantastic graduation.
So tomorrow is my graduation, and my folks and my grandparents are coming in, so I had to hide my game mags. But
because his house, like, literally, like, every wall is just covered in gay pornography. It's insane.
It is insane.
It's a little uncomfortable,
it's a dirty,
but
I
never wanted to say anything about it, but I will now. Daniel, please. It makes everyone a little, because, like, we don't have a problem with gay. We just have a problem with, you know, you have pictures of guys, you know, urinating on cows, and it's just weird.
So but you like the goats.
I do. I like goats. Goats are hot and... Oh, wait, yeah. I shouldn't say that. Goat's teats.
Dirty.
Dirty!
And, yeah, but graduation. So, my friend Catherine and I, she's Catherine Clark, say hi.
Hello! I'm Catherine Clark!
She is going to be my BFF when we get to LA, because we're going up there, and she's going to be a grad student at USC doing screenwriting. And so I'm going to crash with her because she's at school. And that's her excuse for being around. Mine is, I'm doing dirty, dirty work to try to survive until I get into the biz.
Yeah. Daniel and I are moving to big cities to try to find our way in the new world. One day they'll make a musical about it. It'll be called Gain Street, Finding the Way in the World. But it'll be much more concise and funny than that.
Why don't I just call it 22 Jump Street?
Yeah.
Because 21's taken.
Yeah, 21's over with.
So, yeah, her and I are one of the very, very few who are not going to wear a cap and gowns to our departmental graduation, which is the film program at UNC Greensboro. But,
UNC Gay!
Yes.
That's what it's known as.
It's known as UNC Gay. How about that?
How about that, y'all?
Not why I transferred, by the way.
Of course not. Not why I transferred, either.
So, we're like... Oh no, we're just like making fun of the whole graduation process, and she said she's gonna get totally drunk before she gets to graduation, which it's taking place at 2 o'clock. So for her, that's like waking up early and be dedicated to
getting early drunk. Yeah.
And she's oh no, I'm talking about her stories because they're funnier than mine. But she's gonna get like her mom to play some song with off of a boombox when she walks across stage, so she can start breakdancing.
And I'm hoping it's gonna be an Africa Bambaataa song. If she's gonna breakdance like Planet Rock or something, rock, Planet Rock.
Yeah, nice.
But I'm gonna go to Daniel's graduate. I'm actually skipping my own departmental ceremony because it's gonna be boring, and my stupid fucking professor, who I hate, is gonna be making some dumb speech about the sort of access to digital media and the sort of like bullshit that goes along with that. So I'm not going to that. I'm gonna go to Daniel's.
I was also wanting to do some sort of retarded thing like Catherine, but I don't know how I can pull that off with my folks, because my mom tonight was like, I'm gonna bring my cap and gown from when I graduated, you know, from community college last semester, so that you can wear it. And if it's the same color, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not wearing a cap and gown.
Your mom wants you to wear a gown. Do you think that has anything to do with your past?
No.
Oh, I think I just might have offended Daniel a little bit.
No, I just think you're an idiot.
Yeah, I am. We all know that.
An idiot.
With
a capital O.
No, but Daniel's really talented, and he codes all of our stuff, and he does all like the really technical aspects. I mean, I'm just on this podcast like as this ass who sits back and says stupid shit. Like, but Daniel does.
Daniel's a creative genius. I just do the technical shit.
Daniel does the technical stuff, and it's really hard. And I definitely appreciate that. And I'm so proud that Daniel's graduating. I am. It's gonna be. It's a happy time. Happy time for everybody. Things are good.
It's just weird for me because I'm like, no college. Now I have to do real things.
Yeah.
This sucks.
It's a frightening prospect.
Yeah. Life. Don't want to enter that.
Yeah, God. Fuck that life shit,
Let's
man.
Let's postpone life as much as possible.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I guess
it's time for some music.
Yeah, we could talk about more stuff, but let's get some music. I'd like to introduce this band. I was in a band called Vicordia back in the day. Wonderful guys. We were sort of a Durham/Chapel Hill band. We broke up, and a band rose from the ashes like a phoenix called Io. And they were wonderful. And they became a band called Dear Kerosene. And after that, in the early days of, or not the early days of Io, but sort of the later days of Io, John Booker, the bass player, decided to leave the band. And they left it. He left amicably, and we're all still buddies. But John is a sort of like a fixture in Chapel Hill when it comes to like, you know, good music. And so you got this sort of like all star group together, like him and like Matt Tomich from Sorry About Dresden, who are a great Chapel Hill band, and Bill from Amish Jihad and the Scaries, who are both really great Chapel Hill bands. And they formed this great group called En Garde, and they've been playing out a lot, and they've got some really great stuff. So they're at myspace.com/En Garde Music. And
they're also great, great fencing masters.
Yes, they will strike you straight in the breastbone. But John,
that's some pain.
Nonetheless, John Booker is one of my best friends. I love John. So shout out to you, John. You're an awesome guy.
And a shout out to Booker T. Washington.
Yes, because he was great.
Something.
Yeah, he was one of those things.
He's no George Washington Carver, though.
Yeah, he didn't rock shit with the Peanuts.
Nope.
But so yeah, this is John Booker and his wonderful band En Garde with a song called "The Big Rock."
We'll be right back.
Turn Around, Bright Eyes. That's a great song.
I'd like to say also, on our hopefully on our upcoming next episode, my friends Dear Kerosene, our San Francisco band, are having a CD release next Thursday, and my friend Benji is going to send me a special MP3 of their never released song, and we'll premiere that shit before them. And,
so look out for that.
Yeah, so look out for that
and
shit.
And if you're on the West Coast, go see their CD release.
Yeah, go see, it's Bottom of the Hill, which is a big club out there. Hopefully
that's also where Jack broke his crown.
Yeah. They're playing with the Audrey Sessions and Push to Talk, who are a great Doghouse Records band. But yeah, so I guess that'll be it for this podcast.
This is number 5. We're so close to our 1 millionth celebration.
Yeah.
Because podcast 1 million, we're going to give away $1 million.
Episode 5. But yeah, we're looking to get to our 10th cast so we can have like a big celebration.
Which probably won't happen. Not a big celebration, but you know, just like the normal
just,
ones.
Well,
maybe we'll try to seduce our fellow podcasters, Mom, You're Winning Our Fort.
Yeah, to come over and have a co-podcast, have a bisexual podcast.
Bicasting.
And I'd like to have Mariah on a show, so yes. Hopefully Mariah will show up maybe for the next
even
the next
though
cast.
She doesn't do internet.
She hates the internet.
So.
Which is understandable, the internet's a shitty place, it I have sucks. To be honest, but...
But we get our voice out.
I hate it and I love it, but yeah, so... good night to all y'all listeners out there, and...
Holla.
We love you.
Holla for your balla.
Ball till you fall, fools.
Ball till you fall and holler like a baller.
Buck if you fuck, motherfuckers!
Wow. Bye.
Bye.